Welcome to another Train to Gay Radio production with Danny Palmer.
My name's Tony Bickley and I'm the course director for Train to Game.
Okay, we're here at the very end of the Train to Game and Epic Game Jammer. How's it all gone?
Fantastic. Little tiring, but absolutely fantastic. We've had about 160, 170 people turn up for the Game Jam. The team sizes were 10 teams of 10. And it's been a pretty good event. Been very, very proud of what they've managed to achieve and even more proud of their dedication and passion driving through.
So tell us what the winners here have actually won then and going on to the Gadget Show Live.
We're putting forward four teams of finalists moving through to the Gadget Live. The final prize at the Gadget Live is going to be the iOS version of the Unreal Engine. Massive, more than $1 million worth of prize there, as well as personal development plans and tutoring going forward. We believe this will put them in very good stead to increase their employability, as well as set them off on to producing their own titles in the future.
So it's a massive opportunity for these Train to Game students.
Absolutely. The most important thing about getting people, or people trying to get into the industry at the moment, is not just proof of understanding, but proof of ability. With this level of support, they will be able to work as a team, a solid team, on a product working on one of the best engines in the world. With the tutoring as they go forward, this will really, really enhance their skill sets.
The UDK is one of the best engines in the world. What does it mean for Train to Game to actually have Epic Games on board with this?
Nothing short of fantastic. I mean, the support that Epic have given us with this in terms of tutorage and support staff, as well as co-sponsoring the Gadget Show with us. No, it's absolutely brilliant, and it's been really, really appreciated by the students.
So how tough is it to actually pick out winners from all the fantastic games on offer but from the Train to Game students?
Very tough, actually. Very, very tough. I've been very proud of the students as they've come into this. We're only just moving into using the UDK within the teaching materials of Train to Game. So the students, up until about a couple of months ago, were not very experienced on it. They've had to bring their skill set up very, very fast. And then on Friday night, we assigned the teams for them. So they weren't even preformed teams. They've had to understand the team dynamics and then work with the UDK engine. And they've created some fantastic products. The standards were very, very high. We looked for creative input. We looked for, you know, graphics. We looked for variations. We looked for innovation, creativity. And it was, very, very high standards. 48 hours is not a lot of time. And it's even less time if you want to try and work with an engine of that magnitude. The work that they produced was great.
So what next now for the winning teams of the four different genres of games they have to produce?
Apart from going home carefully, I hope, and sleeping, I will be contacting them early next week with the start of a 6-month productivity plan for them, where they can be milestoned what they should be looking to learn and improve the skill sets that they've learned here today over the last 48 hours, and then starting to prepare them for what they'll need to do at the Gadget Show. It's going to be 4 days of live development at the Gadget Show, where they finalise a new product using the UDK engine and help present that to the world.
Anything else you'd like to add about the Train to Game and Epic Games Game Jam?
It's been a fantastic experience. It's been very tiring. We've all made a lot of new friends here. We've certainly learnt a lot, and it actually makes me very, very proud to be able to help train the next generation of computer games developers.
Has it been so successful there'll be more Train to Game game jams in future?
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things that one of the students asked me on the way out, even though his eyes were closing, is, when's the next game jam? Well, give me a week to sleep and recover myself, and then we'll start planning it. We certainly intend to do another one. We certainly intend to make it bigger and better than this one.
Great. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much, Danny.